Hammerfest in North Norway is known for being the northernmost town in the world. It's also known right now for a tame beluga whale that's popped up in its harbour, showing veteran divers some startling tricks. Fishermen first found the whale in April, and at the time it was malnourished and wearing a harness with Russian origins. It sparked rumours that it may have escaped from a nearby Russian military facility. Locals have nursed it back to health, but some are now worried its unusual abilities pose a real threat to some, as Anthony Pansia explains.
Tom Ralph is a commercial dive supervisor. It's a role that takes him far from his home in Margaret River to ports around the world. His current posting is in the Norwegian harbour town of Hammerfest. And it was here, while overseeing a routine dive rescue simulation, he got his first glimpse of its newest celebrity, a beluga whale.
Yeah, it's about 3 or 4 metres long. It's pure white. It looks a bit like an albino large dolphin, maybe, or a bit more like a pilot whale.
But it's what the whale did next that Tom Ralph is still struggling to comprehend.
The whale came in and plucked the diver's knife out of the diver's scabbard and backed away about a metre and just sat there with this knife in its mouth.
Concerned for the safety of his diver, he aborted the operation and the team watched a replay in amazement.
It's not an easy knife to get out of the scabbard. You've got to use your thumb with a thumb lock on it. This whale did the whole thing with its mouth and tongue. It obviously has come across scabbards or diving equipment before, and it just took it out effortlessly.
Officials in Norway say Russia has denied using beluga whales for any of its operations, scotching rumours it had escaped a nearby Russian military facility. Dr. Leonard Petrov is a visiting fellow at Australian National University's School of Culture, History and Language. He says given the spying methodologies employed by the former Soviet Union during the Cold War, it's easy to understand why it was initially thought the beluga was linked to such activities.
Yeah, of course, back in 1965, there was a training center for mammals, dolphins, not so much whales, but perhaps they also trained whales for potential military actions.
But he says he thinks the truth isn't quite filled with as much intrigue.
This particular one, which was not far from the Russian border, potentially could have left one of the dolphin therapeutic facilities, which usually used for children with disabilities, elderly people, those who can be amused, kind of circus type of entertainment.
Regardless, Tom Ralph says the whale's playful ways, while cute, are beginning to hinder safety preparations for fleets who use the harbour for training before they head to the oil and gas refineries in the Arctic Circle.
The drill is all about a rescue drill, so I put a diver in and then another diver comes in and saves that diver, puts him in a bear hug and connects him up to a harness. And the whale was quite attached to the first diver, so I'd hate to think that the whale would think that the second diver was trying to attack the first diver. I've got no idea how smart this whale is, but it's smarter than I thought it was anyway.
Diver Tom Ralph, ending Anthony Pansia's report.